We have now started the third step in our pyramid. And the third step we're calling encouragement, which is self-talk that you use to stay on process. I really believe the way to drop the wishbone and get backbone, to quit just wishing something will happen, and get to a point where it does happen, where you have an investment in happening, whatever it may be, is staying consistently with your process. I read a research article recently that said when somebody does nice things for other people now and then, intermittently, they really don't report being any happier in their life. But when there's a consistency, when there's a pattern to it, when they do it once a day, they report being very happy. That is evidence of the need for consistency of process in all endeavors. Tubby Raymond, the fabulous coach at Kentucky and now Minnesota, used to say there's two pains, the pain of discipline, the pain of regret. You have to make your pick. Well, this self-talk helps you stay consistently on process. Sandra Day O'Connor, the Supreme Court Justice, decided to keep a journal every day on the things she needs to be grateful for and thankful for. And by her doing that, doing it consistently, she was consistently looking for it. And she would just keep telling herself, self-talk, keep looking for it. Her husband developed Alzheimer's, and she had to put him in a place to stay because his needs were beyond what she could supply at home. One day in there, he fell in love with someone else, which is really pretty frequent happening, I understand, with Alzheimer's patients. And here's what she said about it. It made me very happy. I don't have to worry about his well-being. Why does she feel that way? Because she intended to. She was consistently looking at life that way. And as a result, see, our attitude is not a gene, it's a muscle. Which means all muscles need consistent exercise every day, every other day. So this is basically trying to get people to keep looking at consistency. Alan Watts made a statement, you'll never get wet from the word water. You have to get in there and get wet. You have to keep on doing. So let's start off with this story. And this is the self-talk. I went to work for Rutgers. Stated that a little earlier, I believe. And Rutgers was playing Louisville. And Louisville was a number two team in the country. And Rutgers was losing 21-7 early in the game. A ball player made a play. He turned and looked at the sidelines and made a motion with his hand of his right hand to the palm of his left hand, a chopping motion. What he was saying, would you ever chop at a tree and the tree doesn't fall and you say, I quit? What he was saying is every play, consistency, just like Sandra O'Connor, every play, I'm just steadily in here chopping. I'm not worried about the score. The scoreboard is irrelevant. Your results are irrelevant. All they mean is you need information about your process. But what he's saying is, I'm not quitting. If the tree didn't fall as you chopped it a number of times, 8, 9 times, you wouldn't say, I quit. You're chopping till it falls. What he was saying is, all my energy goes in this moment. And this will happen whenever it happens. What he was saying is, nothing in the world works unless you and I do. So, on this day, I would like you to think about what you would like to accomplish. And I would like you to think about the process to get you there. And I would like you to say, if you need to out loud, keep chopping. It will come. Don't worry about the results. Keep chopping. Keep going. Keep giving it. I have a child at home that isn't quite understand how much I love them. Keep chopping. I have a client that doesn't quite understand how good this product is I have. Keep chopping. Keep going. I have a department that I'm managing that doesn't understand how I believe in them and how we have something special here ready to unfold. Keep chopping. Don't give up. Stay right in the process. Thank you. This ends the first day of this step.